We started last week the fourth chelik of the Maimer Afnei Tzavim Hayom Kulchem, where the Alter Rebbe now explains all that we've been learning in context of the Psukim of Shofars. Tonight is the Alter Rebbe's Yartzei. Tonight's Chav Dalet Tevis. So we're up to the Perish on Nunvav on the left side, Perish Bekodshei. Where the Rebbe's explaining the psukim haluka halukel bekodesh halubekia uzay halubegvoisa haluka rav godlo, and so on, and all of this takes place because of halubeseka shofar. And the Rebbe explains that these psukim are telling us, are revealing to us the unbelievable, unfathomable yirida and hashpola of Hashem to create the world. And to give life, even now, every minute, to all that exists. And that Kivyachal Hashem's decision, Kivyachal, to do this, to descend infinite levels so that there will be a world, all of this is renewed on Rosh Hashanah, the Seika Shofar, with the blowing of the shofar. The blowing of the shofar is the tzaka, is that scream that comes from the Eimek HaLev of a Jew, which expresses our deepest ratzon that Hashem be Melech Yisrael. And that's what takes place with the Tkiyah Shofar every Rosh Hashanah. So that's what we're learning now in the Psukim, Perish Bekodesho, Bekodesh HaElyon, Shumarim Bekodesh, Uvdal Bebechinis Levada, when it says in the pasuk of Shofar, "Halu kel bekodesh," praise Hashem in His holy place, His sanctuary in His holy place. Kel bekodesh koy al kedushas Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'chvayd v'atzmai. In His holy place means for who He is in His holy place, where He's completely and totally alone. Shumarim v'kodesh, exalted and holy, kedusha is a lashon of havdalah, of separation, of unique, of holy. L'maylem b'geda hashpa, so Hashem kivyochel is by Himself in His holy place, beyond any relationship of this world, beyond any hashpa to this world. Kel is referring to Hashem in a very exalted state, beyond us. Umikel Elyon Hanal, Nishba Haor Vachiyas Hayidei Rekia Uzay. And from this great exalted Madrega, where Hashem Kivyachal is alone, is by Himself, where there's not a hashpah, a relationship, a connection to this world, nishpa or v'chiyas ayidei reki uzo. As we learned last week, it's only possible through the creation of reki uzo, of the firmament, of his power, of His strength. Shema Mesachim Rabim Shemalim Mastiyam Gili Elukusis Baruch Vehelam Achahelam. What is the meaning of the firmament or the sky of His strength, of His power? Lefichach Kedesh Yushba Chiyus LaNevroim Mitzvos Baruch. In order that there should be Hashpa of life to all that's created, to all that exists, from Hashem, who on His own kivyachol is kel elyon, which is lamalim together v'ashpa. Kel elyon means higher than any hashpa, higher than any relationship to the world, to give to the world. In order for there to be this relationship, muchach liyaz birkiya uzo, there must be a rikia, a sky, a firmament, a separation. The rikia hu mesach, the meaning of rikia is a covering, a veil, curtain. Ubenimshal, Hema Hamesachim Harabim, the nimshal of Rikia. What does Rikia mean? What's the sky, the firmament? It means these are the many coverings, the many veils. Hem hamesachim harabim. Shema'alimim umastirim al kadosh baruch hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. That cover and that hide Hashem in himself. B'chvodo v'atzmo. Helam acha helam. A covering, a concealment after a concealment. K'moshal mi shelo yuchal lahabit begufa shel shemesh al derech mesach davka. It's a moshal of somebody who's only able to look at the sun when the sun has been covered with many coverings. But until that time, you can't look at the sun. The sunlight is too bright. So the sky serves as some sort of a veil or a shield that blocks the powerful light of the sun, so that a person is able to enjoy the sunlight. Similarly, when Hashem created the world, He created it in this way of Birkiya Uzay, with the shields that block the Mesachim Rabim, that block His infinite light. Because were His infinite light to be revealed, creation couldn't take place. There couldn't be any relationship. There couldn't be any world. Look at footnote 38 on page Nun Vav. Footnote 38. Mesachim Rabim Simsumim. Mesach Udover Hamalim Omaster Al Ha'or. A mesach means something that's covering and hiding light. So that the light that makes its way through the veil, through the covering, the shield, that light is already called Or Shel Toilada. Or Shel Toilada means it's not anymore the same light, it's the offspring of the light. It's no longer the light itself. Since the light had to pass through a filter, it's no longer the light itself. It's the Tailod Shal Ha'or HaRishon. It's the offspring of the first light. Shenoitza, that's created Ayidei HaMesach, that's created by means of this veil. Ve'ein by Oysa Ha'echus Shal Ha'or HaRishon. And this new light does not have the same quality as the original light, as the first light. U'kmei Odom ha'mabit b'shemesh derech mesach, like a person who's looking at the sun by means of a mesach, of a covering, ki eino yochel ha'mabit b'or ha'shemesh atzmai. You can't look at the sun itself. Elirak al toilodas ha'or, you can only look at the Toilodas Ha'or, at the offspring, at the outcome, the child, so to speak, of the light that exists, that was created by means of this shield, of this block. And the light that you and I are experiencing here, when we walk out into the sunlight and we feel the sunlight, or we see the sunlight, it's not the same thing as the light of the sun on the sun itself. It's a talada. It's the offspring of the light of the sun, but it's not the light of the sun itself. Masha enikain simsim ha'or perushai shezo oisai ha'or atzmai el kefisha baba miyadavit simsim. This is the difference between the moshel and the nimshel. The moshel for tzimtzum, the moshel of tzimtzum, is having some sort of shields and blockages in front of the sunlight, so that the sun or the light that you the sunlight that you receive, that we receive here in this world, is not really the same as the sunlight in its original place. But in the nimshal of the tzimtzum, we learned this before in an earlier mimer, it's the same light itself. It's the same light itself. It's the infinite light of Hashem, just It's the infinite light of Hashem, just a lower wattage, a lower volume, but it's the same light. Unlike when it comes to the sunlight and the moshel, that's the important difference between the moshel and the nimshel. In the moshel, it's not just a matter of dimming the light of the sun. It alters to a great extent the nature of that light that we're experiencing. Masha'enikain, when it comes to the light of Hashem, that through the creation of the Rikia Uzo, the firmament of his power, the sky, the firmament, the separation of his strength, what's extraordinary about that is that through the Tzimtzum, through the constriction of that original light, the infinite light of Hashem, Shezo Oysa Ha'or Atzmai, it's the same light itself. Elokafisha Baba Miut Bit Tzimtzum. It's the actual light itself, just in a state of miut and tzimtzum, smaller, lower. Dugma l'davar, if you want to use an example of this, to understand this, as we've learned in the past, mirav ha'loimid in talmidim ketanim. A Rebbe who's learning with young students. Now what happens here, as we've learned in the past, is that the Rebbe has this great light. He has a tremendous amount of knowledge. He wants to impart knowledge to the children, but the children or the Talmidim are not on a madrega to be able to be exposed to the uncovered, complete knowledge of the Rebbe. Were the Rebbe to do that, the kids would not know anything. They wouldn't understand anything. They wouldn't even know the basics of what they have to learn. So he has to bring down this svara, his thoughts in learning. He has to bring it down to the darga, to the level of the Talmidim. Aleph, who masbir is guf harayin vasvara. He explains the idea, the concept, the svara. But since the students are not able to absorb the depths of that svara, and how sublime that svara, how subtle the svara is, so all the Rebbe can explain to them is the most basic or surface of that inyan. In a simple way. This is known in Chassidus as Tzimtzum Or HaSeichel. When the Rebbe is Mitzamtzem, he constricts and limits the light of his intellect that he gives over to the students. Beis. Kshatalmid Eino Be'erach Klal Lohavin HaSasvara. The first Talmud was already able to understand the concept, the abstract concept, just not in all of its depth. So in that case, the Rebbe had to just allow the surface of the idea of the concept to be given over to the boys. This second Talmud is Kishah Talmud Eino Be'erach Klal Lovin Sosfer. Now we're talking about a Talmud that Bechlal cannot understand the Sosfer. The Rebbe can't talk to him about the abstract idea at all. So what does he do? Homalvish is a svar b'moshel. He has to enclose his svara in a moshel. Shemoshel hu midvarim pshutim gashmiyim. Shem zarim or rechaykim mi hasvar sechlis atzma. Now what's a moshel? As we learned in the past, a marshal is something very simple and something very physical that's far removed, very far away from the svara of the intellect itself. But by means of the marshal, yuchal ha-talmud lahavin ksasis ha-nimshal. The Talmud can understand something of the nimshal. Even though the teacher is using a marshal of... is using a marshal of two oranges and a pear, or whatever it might be. And the marshal is a marshal which is magushim. very physical. The teacher's trying to convey a concept in arithmetic, an abstract concept of numbers. But the child is unable to absorb an abstract concept just to talk about numbers. So the teacher does that with objects. And through using these objects, even though the objects themselves are far removed from the abstract concept itself, the svara of a number, the svara of the number one, of the number two, that svara is very far removed from an apple and orange. But in order that the child understands the meaning of the abstract concept, the Rebbe, or the teacher, has to work through this very tangible reality of the apples or oranges or whatever. So that al yidei hamashal yuchal atam lohavim tzasa nimshal. Aval havonis ha-seichel mitoich mashal hikamoi seichel achir. The problem is, the mitzias is, that when you understand, the understanding that one has of the seichel mitoich mashal, hikamoi seichel achir. It's already like another seichel. Because the Rav, the teacher, has an abstract thought. The abstract thought has to do with arithmetic or lahavdil b'Torah, whatever. It's an abstract thought. In order for the Talmud to understand this, the Rebbe uses a mashal of something tangible. The tangible mashal, in the case of arithmetic, might be the apples and oranges or pears. It could even be in learning to use apples, oranges, and pears if it has to do with presenting certain situation, or Reuven and Shimon, or whatever else the Rebbe might be able to use as a mashal to convey an abstract concept. But once you're doing that, then you're already making a separation between the seichel, the intellect of the Rebbe, of the teacher, because that intellect is something which is abstract. It's not an intellect filled with apples and oranges. It's an intellect of thoughts, of concepts, of ideas. And the moshel is a tangible world of apples and oranges. So it's already, this is a very different world. It's not the same world that the Rebbe lives in. The Rebbe lives in the world of thought, in the world of seichel. He's mitzamtzem the or ha-seichel in such a way, by using for this younger student or weaker student, by using a mashal from the Olam HaGashmi, from the physical world. U'be'inyan Oira Yisbarach, as far as Hashem's light is concerned. Could you just finish this? U'be'inyan Oira Yisbarach, mitzad raimimus v'havdolos or ein soif baruch hu. As far as the exaltedness, the greatness of the infinite light of Hashem, Hashem cannot, it's impossible to illuminate the world with that light of Hashem Himself. Even by means of lowering the wattage, the volume. So what happens is, this is the second stage, what happens is that then Hashem created Misachim Rabim, many veils, many coverings. Hamalidim he'or ba'alma, he'or ein seif baruch hu, that are no longer the or, but the toilodis ha'or, the offspring of the light, that is a he'or ba'alma, a flash of the original light. May Orin say Bohu. Vrak Oz Yochal Ha'or L'Hitzamtzem B'Tzimtzumim Rabim. Only then is it possible to decrease the intensity of the light many, many, many times, to decrease it. Ad Sheyuchlu Kol Ha'ilmas L'Kabal Eschayusam, till the worlds could receive their Chiyas. So even though the original Tzimtzum, so to speak, means not a transformation, not changing Hashem's light, but decreasing Hashem's light. Nevertheless, in order for us to be able to receive that light, even in its decreased form, Hashem created a rekia uzay. He created a sky, meaning a separation, mesochim rabin, that filter that intense light, where now it's no longer the Ur Ein Sof itself, but it's Ha'ara Ba'alma. It's a flash of that light, of the original light, of the infinite light of Hashem. And in that way, the world can receive that light and can live. Yes. There's no question that there's a relationship between the Seichel and the Seichel Acher. Nevertheless, you have to keep in mind that imagine you'll sit down with a younger student, a boy, to teach him something, to help him with his homework. And you have the entire concept in your mind of what he has to know for his class. It's very clear to you. And in order for you to convey that to the child, if you just tell him the idea, it'll blow him away. He's going to fail his test. He's not going to be able to do his homework. So what do? You have to really go to great effort to think of a new seichel. Just imagine it. You have to think of a new seichel. It's true. You're trying to convey the original seichel. But you have to think of a new seichel in order to make that point. In your mind, you have to create a new binyan in order to get that across. It's not just that it naturally flows. It doesn't naturally flow into that. You have to create a new machshava, a new seichel. That's different from the old seichel. The old seichel is an idea, is a concept. And the new seichel is apples and oranges, whatever else it might be. Or you're talking about two baseball players, and there's a pitcher and there's a batter, and you have to create a new seichel for that. You're trying to talk to them about something in Gemara, or Lahavdil in science, whatever, and you have to create a new seichel in order for the child to be able to understand it. It's true that you're trying to convey the original seichel, but you have to create a new seichel in order to get that point across. It's a very hard thing to do.
Is it because more of the basis is that one's more of a machshava and one's more of a physical extension of that?
Yes, those are two different worlds. The world of pure thought is exactly that. It's abstract. It's not enclosed in anything physical. It's a thought. Mashenikain, since the child cannot comprehend that, you have to be, the Rebbe, this teacher, has to be malbush that concept in physical reality. In order for him to do that, he has to create a different world in his mind. The Rebbe has to think of a different world. He can't remain in the world that's abstract. He can't remain in the Olam HaMachshava. He has to go into the Olam HaAsiya in order to be able to teach this concept. But it does have a different, that's what he's explaining. It has a different quality than the original thought. It has a different quality. Even though, you're right, he's trying to convey an additional thought, but it's not of the same nature as the original thought. So the child, that's what will happen, is that the child could, oftentimes what will happen is that the child will get lost in the marshal. He'll get lost in the marshal, and he'll never understand the nimshal. This happens to every teacher, from the earliest grades and on, that you're sitting in the class and you try to think of a really good way to explain an idea, and you go into the marshal, and the teacher goes into the marshal, 10, 15 minutes into the marshal, and the sharper kids, they start to call out, they scream, they understand already what it means. The ones that are not as sharp, they're just lost in apples and oranges. And they get hungry. They just want to have an apple. When you're talking about apples and oranges, they just want to have an apple. They're not thinking about it. The sharper kids are saying, yes, oh, this means that, and that's why, but the ones that are not so sharp, they're not. Anybody knows that you could do that. Sometimes that happens when you try to tell a joke to somebody that's not particularly sharp. Every joke is a marshal of something. That's what a joke is. And it's that uncomfortable feeling you get when you tell a joke and the person looks and you don't see any perceptible change on his features. And then you have to try to explain about that, you know, that is what it means. So that's already not funny. So, oh, that's what it means. So it's not, it wasn't sharp enough. Or you didn't say it with enough, you didn't say it in a good way, but the person didn't chaf. So then, because every joke is a marshal, and if the person doesn't get the nimshal, there was like that in our class when we were in high school. There was one boy that any time that there was like a joke, or the rabbi said, anybody said, he was like always asking other people for the pshat. It was always like, yeah, what was that? He never ever got like a joke. Certain. There were Mesachim Rabbim. There were many blockages.
He's in the A class. Huh? He's in the A class. That's
yeah.
The B class.
Yeah.
Other
Pshatim. Yeah. Yeah. Tax no, I think he's being inaugurated tomorrow. Just joking.
What was that?
Yeah. Okay. Just joking. But he wouldn't get the joke anyway, so. Yeah. Ubukvaraisov. Ubukvaraisov. So halu kelbekodshai. Kelbekodshai is beyond anything. It's beyond. So what did Hashem do? Kelbekodshai we can't have any shaykhs to. So Hashem created halu bekia uzo, the powerful firmament, the powerful sky, meaning the blocking, the shield, the mesachim rabim. Halu begvuraisav. So what does it mean, begvuraisav? Hein heimat simtsumim. Asher achar ha'helem ve'eslab shesar ein soy bochu bekam amin levushel madrega shonis. As I nish behor v'achiyas l'kav, kav l'kav, zeh asham, zeh asham. Kdeh shiuchu kol ha'ilu misayyanu v'tachtayinu l'kav bol chiyusam. So he explains. Milvad ha-mesachim v'ha-levushim ha-mastir ma'alor ein tzai v'ochu ba'atzmai. Besides the many coverings, the garments that are hiding the infinite light of Hashem, hinei shefa achi es gufa. The shefa itself, not just Hashem, but even the light that comes from Hashem, the shefa achi es gufa tzarech le-tzamtzem, it has to be constricted and limited. Simtzum achet simtzum, one after the other. Shehein hein gvuraisav. And this is the gvur of Hashem. Hein hein gvuraisav. As we spoke about last week. Hein hein gvuraisav. Amid this had din vahat simtzum. Even though gvura always means din and simtzum. But the tachlis of the gvura, and the tachlis of this din and simtzum, is what? Is kideshi agila chal nivra v'nivra chiyas. Modud umugbal, in order that everything that exists should receive just the amount of light that it needs in order to exist. In other words, the table has to have received that or mitzumtzum, that's a table, that could give life to the table. If you would give or to the table, if you would give the or of a human being, then the table couldn't exist. The table can only receive the or of a table. It's amazing that Hashem made the world, every single thing in the world. Every single thing in the world, every single second of its existence, is receiving its or that gives it its own identity and its own existence. This is a table, that is a person, this is a bird, this is a flower, and that particular bird and that particular flower, Hashem is mitzamtzem, his infinite light, after the mesachim rabim of the Rikia, in order to come down to this world, and to give life to each thing, and each place, and each person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel, is mitzamtzem, hein hein gvuraisav, this is the gvuras of Hashem. L'dugma, for example, ein adoyim eklal madreges achiyas shebebali chayim, l'madreges achiyas shebemin hatzameach. You can't compare it all. The chiyas that's in an animal to the chiyas that's in a plant. Shoei gedra achiyas shebetzameach ena ela bekach shetzameach mikatnus legadlus. The only life that's visible in a plant is that life that gives it the ability to grow from a small plant to a big plant. That covers the entire range of its chiyas. The koach hatzameach, the chiyas of the plant, its vitality is its ability to grow from a small plant to a bigger plant. V'loy kebal chai, it's different than the chiyus of a bal chai of an animal. An animal, she'esh lo nefesh v'rotzen, an animal that has a nefesh and rotzen in koiches v'chushim, an animal already has some type of a nefesh, and it has a certain kind of will, and it has different koiches and chushim that a plant doesn't have. V'hum isnanei, and so on, the animal can move, the animal can do other things, and so on. V'znikra tzimtzum, she'chiyus she'bemin ha'tzameach, hu yoyse mitzumtzum, me'achiyus v'nefesh v'bay l'chaim. It's the same light, but the light is more mitzumtzum. The example that we've learned in earlier mamarim, I'm not going to go into it at length because we spent a lot of time in this, in those mamarim, it's the light, the way we understand the light of electricity and how it goes into different appliances. It's the easiest muscle for us to understand nowadays, that it's the same infinite light, so to speak. It's the same light that's coming from the power plant. But how it functions in a little tape recorder, or how it functions in a big machine, it's very different. So a person that doesn't know would be very shocked and won't understand. And how can it be that there's so many different gods of electricity? There are a million different gods of electricity. There's the god of the radio. There's the god of the light bulb. There's the god of the vacuum cleaner. There's the god of the iron. The Torah says that's ridiculous. There's one energy that's called electricity. That energy of electricity is more mitzumtzum, it's constricted and held back more in a little tape recorder than it is in a big, tremendous machine. That when the electricity is the same electricity, but the electricity, in order to give life to that huge machine, that electricity has to be more uncovered and more revealed. It has to have gone through less tzimtzumim coming from the energy plant. Mashainikain, if you would allow that energy that gives life, that electricity that gives life to this huge machine, if you would allow that into your little tape recorder, the tape recorder would fizzle in a second, it would blow up. It wouldn't work. So you have that's happened where there are shortages and a person knows. Or in HSRL something, a different voltage, you plug in an appliance into the wrong plug, so that makes a fire. It ruins it. It ruins the appliance. It gets black and it gets ruined. Why? Terry says that this kli was not ready for that much light, was not able to receive that much electricity. So there has to be more tzimtzumim of the electricity in order to make this kli work. It's the same electricity. It's just that it's a matter of how many tzimtzumim it's been through. With the machine, with the big machine, it's been through fewer tzimtzumim. With the little toy, whatever it is, so then it had to go through many tzimtzumim. And if it does not go through those tzimtzumim, then the electricity will not be a source of life for the iron or for the radio, it'll blow the radio up. So there has to be a tzimtzum. So that's called gvuroisav. A plant has a different level of light that it receives than an animal. The plant is more like a little simple toy, and the animal is a more complicated toy. So the more complicated toy has to receive more. The kli of that more complicated toy is roi to receive a greater intensity of that light. So everything in the world, when it comes to electricity, is made in order to be able to adapt to that amount of electricity that it's receiving. If it's the wrong voltage in that place, then you have to have an adapter. And with the adapter will be a kli. The little black thing will be a kli that is with some sense of the light of electricity, so that it'll be able to work in your house, in your plug, or whatever it is. Because that's not the same voltage, so the outlet could, the electricity coming through the outlet would ruin the thing that you're putting in. So you have to have a transformer or an adapter in order to allow the chiyus that appliance needs to come into the appliance in a healthy way. So that's called Gvuraisav. And what's Kerayv Gudlai? Kerayv Gudlai. Praise him, Halu Kerayv Gudlai, praise him as it befits his abundant greatness. His abundant greatness. What does that mean? Perish Acha Misachim Vatsum Tsumim Nishavu Netzlu Vinivru Ribui Revovis Eulamus La'in Kate Vatachlis. After all the Misachim and all the Tsumim, then we have Kerayv Gudlai. Then we have an amazing world. It's filled with billions and trillions of different life forms and different things. Kirayv Gudlo, as it befits his abundant greatness. Here we call it abundant greatness, because here there's millions and billions of things in the world. It all began as Kel Bekodesho, the undivided infinite light of Hashem. That's how it began, Kel Bekodesho. At the end of the journey, you have billions and trillions of things that exist. That trip that the light took from the infinite light to the little cell or the little molecule, that journey is the one that the psukim are describing, that the Rebbe is describing here. But that's called Kirav Gudlai. Kol Olam, and we only see this world, and even in this world we don't see all the different minim, all the different things in this world. We don't see all the things in this world. So you go to a zoo, and in the zoo, they'll show you some different meaning of your, like, you know, with plants. You go to the botanical gardens, they'll show you all different meaning of plants that you don't see in your backyard. So you saw a few more meaning. That's nothing. When it comes to things like insects, a person digs a little bit. If you dig a little bit in the ground, you find all kinds of weird things. That you don't even know what they are. Yes, what are these things called? This is this kind of bug, that kind of bug. You don't even know what these things are. Millions and trillions of meaning of creation. And that's only in this world. And there's infinitely more so in higher worlds of angels and so on. Even more. La'in tachlis, as it says in the Pasuk, V'alomis ein mispar. V'chol oylam ein mispar l'gedudav. In each of the worlds there's no number that we use to count. Gedudah meaning like the troops, meaning what exists. Like Chazal said about the angels. And in each group of malachim. So there are infinite amount of gedudim, of units. And then in each unit, how many malachim there are. And that's a world that we've never seen. Even in this world, they have every now and then, I think they discover new. Even if all these years they discover new bugs and things, new plants and new bugs, I read someplace that every year they have there's a book where they put in all these new things that they found. So every year they find new stuff. And they're looking at the same piece of dirt. They're looking at the same world for a long time. And even if you want to say, look, modern science is not that old. Okay, we have a lot of smart people that are using a lot of fancy equipment to look at the same world for a long time. And they're always coming up with new things that they didn't see. And that's in the physical world. Allah has come of a kama infinitely more so. It comes to the world beyond this world. La'achrei ha'halomis, which is rikiu uzo, ba'tzimtzumim, which is gvuroisa, mishava ribui otzim shal olamos v'nivraim. As a result of the rikiu uzo, that sky, that big blockage to make a separation within the infinite light of Hashem, and the light that could be then filtered and used for this world, and the tzimtzumim, the many, many tzimtzumim, which are gvuros of Hashem, they come into existence, ribui otzim shel olamos v'nivraim, an unbelievable quantity, an amount of worlds and of creations. Zamasha kosev kirayv gudlo. That's the meaning of kirayv. V'lo ksiv kigoyl gudlo, but kirayv. Kirayv means the numbers, kirayv gudlo, so many. Dikoy al ribui hanivraim. This is referring to the amount of all that exists, the ribui of nivraim. Every person is so different, and each plant is different from the other plant. And every snowflake is different from the other snowflake. That a human mind isn't capable of comprehending such a thing. The numbers. More Rabu Masercha Hashem. What we say in davening. More Rabu Masercha Hashem. How many things Hashem made. More Rabu Masercha Hashem. V'haribu yihu ad ein keitz. It's without end. The numbers. K'ma shekosov lomais ein mispar. Which means in Shirshim, Shirshim means the maidens or the girls, but Chazal tells us it's hinting to alamos, oilamos, worlds, ein mispa, there's no number. I'll take the alamos, oilamos. Sheesh oilamos ad ein mispa. Can't be counted. Gam b'chol oilam, and in each world, yesh nevorim ein mispa. K'mayim Chazal, ule gedudav ein mispa. And so on. Each unit of angels, there are elef alofim malachim. That's from a world that we've never seen at all. All of this happens through the shayfa. All of this is brought about through the blowing of the shofar. B'chinas tshuva ilah, which is the higher tshuva. B'chinas pnimis nekudas alev, the inner point of the heart. Kol Pashut, the simple scream, a simple voice. Tkiyah v'chula. Below is Chalkas Isis, without any separation into letters, into words. There's Pchinas Dibur, to create words of speech. Umadu Mashpil, he explains. Umadu Mashpil, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zariz Baruch Kol Kach. Why does Hashem get himself involved in all of this again and again, every year, in this whole project, beginning with Kel B'Kodesho and leaving the nice, cozy, comfortable world without having aggravation of Kel B'Kodesho, and then to descend through B'Kiuzo, and then Gvuroisov, all the way to Kiriv Gudloi. Why does Hashem get involved in that business? The Teretz is, Hazeh Mamshech Halu B'Seika Shofar. Shezo B'Glal HaAvoid T'Kiyah Shofar, because the avoid of Klai Yisrael, the T'Kiyah Shofar that Hashem gave us. She called Poshet, which is a kol poshut, a simple scream without any division into pieces, into parts. Miblishi is chalik hakol ha'isi, is k'moshim is chalik ha'bediva, like in speech, where it's divided into separate words and so on. Hamayra la'tza'okim mipnimis nekudas alev, the sound of the shofar, is that tza'okah that comes from the pnimis nekudas alev. V'hi hama'ayreris l'mala b'mohusav atzmusis baruch, this simple, again, undivided scream connects back to the undivided reality of God's essence. Before all the tzimtzumim into separate pieces. But before all the yiridus and hashpolus and mesochim rabim and the gevuras and kirayv gudloi, when a Jew screams out with the shofar, it goes back to that point of kel b'kodesho, where everything is one. With an undivided scream that comes from the pnimius halev. Words, speech is divided into letters, into words and sentences. But the scream, the kol poshut, the tzaoka of the kol shofar, that kol tzaoka, that scream, goes back to that first original mitzias of a halu kel b'kodesho. That is what awakens Kivyochel himself in that Bechina that's called Kel B'Kodesho, which is Kodesh Umuvdol Min Ha'olamos, which is holy and beyond, separated from these worlds. Sheyered v'yumshach b'rkiya uzay b'gvarisa, that should descend and begin to go through the tzimtzumim to be separated and divided until it comes down to this world. To give life to the worlds through the dibur of Hashem, the divine Hashem Shemayim Nasu, through Hashem speaking and creating. Climber. Ayidei avaydis bnei Yisrael mi pnimis nekudas halev. That through the avayda of bnei Yisrael, from the pnimis nekudas halev, that comes from the pnimis nekudas halev, which is the shayfa. She avoided the shayfa. By that, by means of that, ma'irim lamala, we are able to arouse above, shekadosh baruch hu yashpil es atzma kivyochli as melech Yisrael, that Hashem lowers himself to become melech Yisrael, v'aydei gilui b'chines pnimius malchusis baruch aleinu, and by revealing the b'chines pnimius malchusis baruch aleinu, the pnimius of his malchus upon us, and as a result of that, it continues on, not just Melech Yisrael, but further, lower and lower to be Melech HaOlam of the world, to give life and existence to all creation, which is created Shvil Yisrael for the sake of the Jewish people. All of that's from the Pnimius Alev, that's the Tkiyah Shofar. Halu b'seika shoifa, mashenikin adei chitzaynis alei, shitzok abo michnis tamadas, mashenikin who comes from the chitzaynis of the heart, which is with words and explanations, that's already something which is coming from tam v'das, it's reason and logic. Reason and logic is part of this world, it's already been divided and separated into individual pieces and parts. Reason and logic is from this world. So when I use reason and logic, even though that's beautiful, that's called the external part of the heart, that I cannot arouse that midah of Kel B'Kodesh. I can only reach Kel B'Kodesh with the Tkiya Shofar. The tzaka that comes by reason and logic can't reach beyond the world of reason and logic. The next page. From that, the Chitzani Salev comes a scream that could be mislabish and oisius and letters and words and davening. L'fishu regesh yesh lehezbe v'agdor b'tam v'das. It has already something which makes sense. B'tam v'das. You can explain it. It's limited. Chaldor v'sichli efshel hazbe v'oisius. And anything with seichel, if it's something which is part of the world of seichel, meaning it's in that world that's already been broken into pieces and separated, and it's part of this world that makes sense to us, not beyond this world. So then it's part of that world of tam v'das. I can explain it with words. That's what speech is about. I explain my thoughts. I can explain something that makes sense. I explain it with words and with sentences and books, and I write. The letters of speech are in our brains. What does that mean? The father is the foundation of the daughter. Perish of hukim lechachma. Of, Abba means that quality, that sphere that's called Chachma, pure thought. Ubas, the daughter, is Bechinas Mekabel, sphere of Malchus. Bas means the sphere of Malchus, that's called the daughter. Hasfir HaYoseh Tachtan, which is the lowest sphere. HaMekabelos Mikol HaSfiris, Shalamalim Mimena, that receives from all of the spheres above it. Umidas Malchus Nikub Hashem Dvar Hashem. And the midah of Malchus is called the speech or the words of Hashem, Devar Hashem, Kamesh Kosh, but Devar Melech Shilton. The king rules with his speech, with words. The Nimsa Shebas Koyel Oisius Hadibra. In the brain, there are Oisius in Machshava. Something that makes sense to me, in my head, I have letters that explain it to me, and that I begin to put together in order to formulate it into a concept that I could then speak about to other people or write about to other people. So the father is Chachma, the daughter is speech, is words, and letters, Malchus. Shabbas koyel ha'isiyas adiba. Ha'zeh amru b'zoyer, she'en ha'isiyas dover nivdol min koyach ha'seichel. The Zohar says that the letters are not separated from the seichel. And ha'isiyas in a person, ha'naisiyas b'peh ha'odam, that are in a person's mouth, they originate in the seichel itself, in the form of oisius haseichel. Therefore, the avoid of the chitzonius halev, the external heart, which means seichel, understanding, oisius, letters, speech, dibur, reason, logic, and so on, that cannot reach lahagia. It cannot reach la'oyrav madregas kel b'kodesh, the highest madrega of Hashem, in his divine, unknowable, infinite essence. It can't, because reason and logic is knowable, and it's part of this world. It's the bas. But to get to the Father, it's through the scream of the shofar, which is not divided into letters or words. Shilamala malim madrega sachachma, which is higher, higher than any madrega of Chachma. So next week we're not having a shiur. The following week, we'll chazer this a little bit, we'll do the kitzur, and then we're going to continue Bez Hashem to show how all of that is part of the bris that Hashem has made with the Jewish people and each and every one of us. Just go ahead.